You're listening to a message delivered at the Fountains, a United Methodist Church in Fountain Hills, Arizona.
We're really glad you're here, and I invite you to join with me now by standing, and we'll join together in our invitation to celebration. A child has come to change all our ways. Let the heavens be glad, and let earth rejoice. As we sing together our opening carol, Joy to the World, you want to look at the words on the screen because they're a little bit different than what you're used to.
Joy to the world, the Christ is here, the gift of peace to bring. Let every heart a welcome place prepare. God's love and wonders of God's love.
The Spirit makes peace within us. Let us claim it. The Spirit makes peace between us. Let us share it. We're invited now to mix among one another and greet one another with a Merry Christmas, peace of Christ, and a good evening. I invite you to have a seat as we move on to the lighting of our Advent candles and Christ candle.
Over the last four Sundays, we've lit the candles of courage, hope, trust, and love. And on this Christmas Eve, we light the Christ candle.
In the stillness of our worship, here we light it, watching it burn and glow. Affirming that we are the body of Christ, always seeking to break down the walls that divide and separate us as a community and in the lives of people near and far.
Creative, loving spirit, with another Christmas, we celebrate the gift of life itself.
And the gift of every resource that enhances life.
Above all, we are thankful for the life and the spirit of Jesus of Nazareth, for leading us to put our hope and our trust in the spirit of life and love,
and for moving in the depths of our being.
May we too be creators of a better world. Let us pray.
Spirit of life, let us again remember that without hope, trust, courage and love, people struggle to find their way. May our hearts burn within us, enabling us to become reflections of Christ's love and hope in the world. Amen.
Prepare ye the way. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. children, prepare ye the way of the Lord.
In the safety of this sacred space, I invite you now to a time of quiet reflection, gratitude, and the renewal of hope. If you feel comfortable putting your feet flat on the floor and taking a deep breath with me, letting that out, settling into this time and this place, aware of the Spirit here that is with us and that goes with us, and in the life that is present in those gathered here, the many gifts, the deep relationships, the longings, the searching, that as we gather here on this holy night, may we quiet our hearts and the chatter in our minds so that we might be especially open to the Spirit here in this place, here and now.
No one is ever really ready for Christmas. If we were really all prepared, if every gift we had contemplated had been obtained, if every present was beautifully beribboned, if all the goodies our friends deserve were baked and cooled and stored just so, if each and every person we love was gathered for our celebration, if we never snapped at anyone we care about, or stop short of being all that we could be, then truly we would be ready, and truly we would not need Christmas quite so much. So come Christmas, most needed of seasons. Come Christmas, come love, come hope, born in our unready hearts.
The silent stars go by, yet in the dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. How silently the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessings of his heaven. No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in.
Blessed are they who find Christmas in the fragrance of the desert, the song of the wind through Palo Verdes, and the soft flicker of candles. To them shall come memories of love and happiness.
Blessed are they who find Christmas in the glimmering of the stars in the dark skies of winter. Their lives may ever reflect their light and beauty.
Blessed are they who find Christmas in the age-old story of a child born in a stable, and laid in a manger.
To them,
a little child will always mean hope and promise in a troubled world.
Blessed are they who find Christmas in the joy of gifts sent lovingly to others.
They shall share the gladness and joy of the shepherds and sages of old. Blessed are they who find Christmas in the message of Jesus of Nazareth.
They shall ever strive to help bring peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Isaiah 9, 2, 6. The people that walked in darkness has seen a great light. On those who live in a land of deep shadow, a light has shone. For there is a child born for us, an heir given to us upon whose shoulder government will rest. They will name this one Wonder Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace.
Luke 2, 1 through 14. Caesar Augustus issued a decree for a census of the world to be taken. This census, the first, took place while Quirinus was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their town to be registered. So Joseph set out from the town of Nazareth in Galilee and traveled up to Judea to the town of David called Bethlehem, since he was of David's house and line, in order to be registered together with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. While they were there, the time came for her to have her child, and she gave birth to a son, her firstborn. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. In the countryside close by, there were shepherds who lived in the fields and took it in turns to watch their flocks during the night. The angel of God appeared to them, and the glory of God shone all around them. They were terrified, but the angel said, "Do not be afraid. Listen, I bring you news of great joy, a joy to be shared by the whole people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you, who is the Christ. And here is a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly with the angel there was a great throng of the heavenly host, praising God and singing, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace to all who enjoy God's favor."
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plain, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains. Oh, 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 Gloria in excelsis Deo. Oh, 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 Gloria in excelsis Deo. Shepherds, why this joyous strains prolong? What the glad times tidings be, which inspire your heavenly song? Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Let's continue in a spirit of prayer as we join together in prayer. We come together on this sacred night to awaken ourselves to the joy of Christmas, the miracles of life, the birth of a baby, the rise of the sun once more, the magic of this earth, Mother Nature herself, the love of one another, and the Christmas story calls us to remember that the ordinary can become extraordinary, to remember that any child, our own children, can become great prophets, teachers, leaders, working to end the ills and suffering in our world. We give thanks this day for our many blessings. We are reminded this night the opportunity to share our blessings with as many people as possible, to consider that even the smallest gift, the smallest effort, can make a difference in someone's life and in the world. For this is a season of giving. The Christmas story reminds us that the tradition of giving gifts symbolizes an aspect of the divine, that when we give, we honor the divine in each other. We acknowledge the common link among us all, the common ancestry that we share and that unites us once and for all. Our prayer this night is for peace, that war may end. We pray for food, that none may go hungry. We pray for forgiveness, that our world may begin to heal. We pray for dignity and worth, respect and love, liberty and equality, knowing full well that this prayer alone is insufficient. We pray knowing that the prayer, though, holds the thought in the forefront of our mind and inspires us to action and focuses our energy on the needs of the world. We know that this prayer requires action. And with this prayer, we resolve to act, to seize the moment, to seize our own power and influence in the world. For this Christmas story reminds us that this moment, here and now, is like no other. It is precious. This moment is holy. This moment is an opportunity for love, for grace, to be made known. This moment is full of hope and possibility. This moment is all that we need. This is our Christmas prayer on this silent and holy night. Amen.
What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds while watch are keeping? This is Christ the King, whom shepherds ward and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him blood, the babe, the Son of Man. Mary. Why lies he in such mean estate, where ox and ass are feed? Good Christian, fear for sinners here. Here's the silent word is pleasing. Raise a song on high. The virgin sings her lullaby. Joy, joy, for Christ is born, the babe, the Son of Man.
As this is the season of giving, we come now to a time where we can share our gifts. And I am a United Methodist pastor who is proud to be part of an organization that sponsors a branch of our denomination called United Methodist Committee on Relief. And UMCOR is a global organization that has influence all over the world because the Methodist Church has churches all over the world. So wherever a disaster strikes, wherever there is hunger, wherever there are difficulties, there's usually already a Methodist church nearby, not causing them necessarily, but they're there. And so, for instance, when the typhoon hit the Philippines not long ago, the Methodist church is present there in the Philippines with many, many local churches, many of whom became staging areas for supplies before the typhoon even hit, so that we were there and ready. And because we're based in local communities, we often are there much longer than other aid organizations. The United Methodist Church, per capita, is the church, the denomination that gives more than any other church per capita in the country. And that is used all over the world. We feed well over 1 million children every single day around the world. And just tonight, we had a group of nearly a couple of dozen people that prepared and transported and served an amazing Christmas Eve feast to 130 homeless women and a number of families at the Watkins Basic Needs Shelter. And you guys just came, you just made it back from there. Was it good? It was awesome. So you guys... Yeah. Anybody else was there tonight that made it back? Oh, you guys are back. So you can talk to them and find out about, it was good. 200 people. Wow. All right. Well, what's that? Fed 200. So that's just another example of whether it's globally or whether it's locally, that I'm really proud of what the United Methodist Church does to reach out to people in need. So to that end, I wanted to let you know that everything that we receive tonight in offering is going to be given to benevolences beyond our local church. It's all going to go away from here. So I would encourage you to give generously so that we can continue to reach out all around the world to those who are in need. Thanks. Ushers?
Let's offer a prayer of thanksgiving. With another Christmas, we celebrate the gift of life itself and the gift of every resource that enhances life. Above all, we are thankful for the life and spirit of Jesus of Nazareth, for leading us to put our hope and trust in the spirit of life and love, moving in the depths of our being. May we, too, be creators of a better world. May we find a good purpose and satisfaction in the life that we are given. And may we leave behind us a trail of encouragement and hope. Amen.
Let's join together in the unison prayer of thanksgiving you'll find on the screen. Let us give thanks for this sharing in community. May it sustain us in our desire to be followers of Jesus. A great company of people throughout history and around the present world. And let us renew our sense of belonging to this fellowship as we seek to bring the words and ways of Jesus into relevant connection with life as we live and understand it today. May the true knowledge increase in our minds. May compassion increase in our hearts. May there be energy and strength for good actions that serve a suffering world. And may peace be our portion, and the portion of all who live on this small planet, which is our human home. This is our prayer. Amen. I invite you now to begin gathering your possessions and kind of looking at where you might be going, either out that door or out that door there. As we prepare now in quiet meditation, in the glow of candlelight and starlight, we're able to look out upon the world, not with the eyes of the day, but with another kind of vision. A twilight where edges soften, harsh outlines begin to dim, and the colors start to fade. No more black or white, no more red or yellow, but one common race of humankind, and peace descends on all. In this half-light, the familiar becomes strangely unfamiliar. What we thought we knew seems more wonderful and sacred. Our lives, the people who share our world, the things that we take for granted seem more precious and more beloved. And goodwill is a presence that we begin to sense, palpable like a pulse, the heartbeat, a world praying in unison for a kinder earth, a more humane future. May the spirit of life, symbolized in the candlelight that we share, be with us as we go. When this night has come and gone, in the glare of daily busyness, in the often harsh combustion of life, may the thoughts of this night kindle in our minds to guide us on our path. The God who said, "Let there be light," has caused light to shine in our hearts. And as our candles tonight become a sea of light lit from the one light, the Christ candle, so may we reflect Christ's light and love in the world. Let's darken the sanctuary. From this one light of Christ, we share the light with one another and go out into the world. Let's sing Silent Night together.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child. So tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night, shepherds quake at the sight, glory streams from heaven afar, heavenly hosts sing hallelujah, Christ the Savior is
silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face, with a dawn of redeeming grace. Jesus, Lord, at thy birth, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. For our last verse, I invite you to stand as you're able, and let's split it kind of right down the middle here so that everybody from here on over is going to turn to the center, and everybody from here on over is going to turn to the center. So you can look at one another. Look at all of the resources you have, and don't set your neighbor's hair on fire. Look at all the amazing people you have in your circle. The lights of Christ going out into the world. Let's join together and sing our last verse.
Silent night, holy night, wondrous star, lend thy light, with the angels let us sing. The Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born.
Jesus said, "You are the light of the world. So let your light so shine that people around you will be moved by the good things that you do to glorify God in heaven. Go in peace. God is with you. Amen, and Merry Christmas." Let's continue singing Silent Night as we make our way out into the darkness, spreading the light of Christ. Let us go in peace.
Silent night, holy night, all is gone.
Thanks for listening to this week's Applying It to Life from the Fountains. For more information on our faith community or to support this outreach with a donation, be sure to visit us online at www.reachtouchteach.com.